Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This morning, Sydney's spiralling COVID surge, predictions of 2,200 cases a day as the state government ramps up its vaccine rollout. Melbourne's mystery outbreak, COVID cases worsen in St Kilda with a sex worker among those infected. Mercy Mission, 26 Australians rescued from Afghanistan, the PM promises to evacuate hundreds more. And R. Kelly on trial, the rapper defending sex abuse claims dating back more than two decades.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Experts predict COVID cases could skyrocket across New South Wales, exploding to 2,200 a day if the state continues on the same trajectory. The Premier conceded yesterday's record daily total, 633 cases, is likely to rise further.
Every person who has the virus is spreading it at the moment to about 1.3 people. We need that number to be below one.
736 penalty notices were issued for Tuesday, with police warning people against attending another anti-lockdown protest this weekend. Local playgrounds in hotspot council areas have been shut in a bid to reduce community transmission among children. From today, residents aged 16 to 39 from 12 hotspot council areas in Sydney will have priority access to Pfizer jabs. It comes as the southwest recorded the majority of cases once again yesterday. Sydney's hospital network is struggling to cope, with non-urgent surgeries to be cancelled at 40 private hospitals, with employees redistributed to other areas, including 10 vaccination hubs across the city. 54% of New South Wales residents have now received at least their first dose of the vaccine. Coles says it hopes staff will choose common sense in getting the vaccine, while Qantas has moved to make vaccination mandatory for workers. Victoria is expected to record its highest number of COVID-19 cases linked to the current outbreak. It's understood the state could see more than 40 cases as contact tracers race to link a growing number of mystery cases in the St Kilda area, including a homeless sex worker.
We think there are other cases missing. We think there is an index case we have not yet detected, and that's why we'll continue to work so hard at this as we are.
Residents living on level 40 of the Manhattan apartment tower in Melbourne CBD have been plunged into 14 days quarantine after someone on the floor tested positive. Everyone else living in the building is being told to isolate until they receive a negative result. Restrictions are set to be eased 2 days early in Queensland's southeast. It comes as the state recorded no new locally acquired cases. People from 11 council areas across Brisbane and the Gold Coast will have greater freedoms from 4 o'clock this afternoon. However, they will need to carry a face mask at all times and wear it indoors. The Premier has warned she will go harder to stop New South Wales residents from entering the Sunshine State, warning Queenslanders not to cross the border at all. New Zealand's latest COVID outbreak has been traced to New South Wales. Genomic sequencing confirmed the link that's now spread to 10 cases and is expected to balloon to more than 100.
Our case has originated in Australia. And now the job we have is to work through how and when it got here.
The entire country is under a strict 3-day lockdown, with Auckland facing at least a week of restrictions. The US, Australia and other allies have released a statement urging the Taliban to follow through with its promises as disturbing images emerge from Kabul airport. Let's go live now to US Bureau Chief Ashley Mullaney, who's in Washington DC. Good morning, Ash. More chaotic scenes as people desperately try to get onto the tarmac. Good morning, Jody. Well, it was just yesterday that the Taliban promised it would allow the safe passage for American citizens, allied personnel and Afghans to make it to the airport. But this morning, we're seeing shocking images of what appears to be Taliban soldiers whipping the crowds as they try to get through those checkpoints and through to the airport. Reports, too, that planes are taking off half empty at the moment because those who want to leave simply can't get to the tarmac. Concerns that were raised just moments ago with the State Department.
Our team in Doha and our military partners on the ground in Kabul are engaging directly with the Taliban to make clear that we expect them to allow all American citizens, all third country nationals, and all Afghans who wish to leave to do so safely and without harassment.
This comes as the US, its allies, issue that statement this morning, particularly concerned, saying they're deeply worried about Afghan women and girls in particular, their right to education, work and freedom of movement, saying we call on those in positions of power and authority across Afghanistan to guarantee their protection. The President, Joe Biden, is back here at the White House now. He has been receiving briefings today from his security advisor and plans to front a press conference later this afternoon about the situation with COVID-19 in the US. No doubt, though, if there's an opportunity to ask questions, Afghanistan is going to be the top priority. Jody?
OK, Ash Mullaney in the US, thank you. 26 people were aboard the first Australian rescue flight from Kabul. Among those evacuated from Afghanistan were Australian citizens, visa holders and one foreign diplomat. Meantime, former Prime Minister John Howard, who committed Australia to the war in Afghanistan, has told the ABC the mission was not a failure.
But the truth is that the great fear of the United States of Australia and of the West after the 11th of September, that there would be other attacks orchestrated out of Afghanistan. That has not materialised.
There will be more flights to come, with the government planning to extract 600 people from the country. 199 Australians repatriated on a flight from Bali have landed in Darwin overnight. The flight was provided by the federal government to help citizens stuck in Indonesia as the nation struggles with a huge surge in COVID-19 cases. The arrivals will now spend 2 weeks in isolation at Howard Springs. There's an urgent health warning across Melbourne with two cases of Legionnaires' disease reported. Two Cranbourne East residents are in hospital after contracting the potentially deadly disease earlier this month. Legionnaires' is a type of pneumonia caused by Legionella bacteria, which can be found in natural bodies of water like lakes, rivers, creeks and hot springs. Officials are investigating local spas and water towers in the local area. It causes respiratory symptoms similar to COVID. One of Australia's most famous doctors will this morning fight for the right to continue practising after allegedly facing complaints from fellow doctors. It's understood neurosurgeon Charlie Teo will front the New South Wales Medical Council to defend his methods of treatment on patients with inoperable conditions. Model-turned-author Tara Moss is suing her doctor, claiming he failed to investigate her hip injury. She says the pain she first experienced 5 years ago is now permanent, meaning she can now only move around with a walking stick.
She's now an advocate for people with a disability. But would Tara Moss be championing the cause if not for her wheelchair or walking stick she affectionately calls Wolfie?
You can rock a pretty cool cane these days.
Yeah, right.
She started using Wolfie due to her doctor's alleged negligence. She's seeking an extremely large claim, her lawyer told the court. She's suing Blue Mountains-based Dr. Chris Coghill, claiming she complained to him about pelvic pain 8 times and he failed to investigate it. The 48-year-old underwent IVF and egg retrieval surgery in early 2016. Throughout February, in pain, she went to see the GP, who did not physically examine Ms. Moss, her statement of claim states. A month later, she says she again wasn't properly examined. Ms. Moss claims she visited the doctor again and again. In 2018, she was diagnosed by another doctor with having soft tissue damage to her hip. That pain is permanent. There are a number of significant issues in dispute, his lawyer said, including causation. The cause, his lawyer says, her own negligence. The matter returns to court in September. Leonie Ryan, 7 News.
A new study will examine whether aspirin helps to treat an aggressive form of breast cancer. Researchers in the UK city of Manchester are beginning a trial on women with triple negative breast cancer. Studies on animals have already shown impressive results. It's thought the aspirin makes tumours more responsive to anti-cancer drugs, but doctors stress it's too early to recommend people start taking aspirin now. They're the clearest pictures yet of galaxies beyond our own. Astronomers in Europe have used a network of radio antennas to see deep into the universe, and they're excited about the results.
Scanning across outer space, there's a lot of, well, nothing. Look closer through a telescope and you might see a star. But if you go looking for radio frequencies, this is what you might see. So much more.
And that's so exciting because what I'm really interested in is looking at the radio emission that comes from supermassive black holes at the centers of galaxies. And we really need this improved resolution to be able to see all the details of what's going on.
All thanks to a network of 70,000 radio antenna like these spread across 9 European countries. Together they create a lens about the size of the Netherlands and able to see this. At the centre, a black hole buried between matter showing up as bright radio frequencies. It's that matter that forms stars, planets, even us.
It's like a water fountain, right? And this material is very bright in the radio. And so by looking at this, we can understand what's going on with the supermassive black hole.
Researchers say they'll continue to delve deeper to get a better understanding of the universe beyond this planet, saying it all helps answer questions about how we got here.
And what's out there? In London, Hewitt Feld, 7 News.
Online shopping has soared while many of us have been cooped up at home, and it's set to boom this weekend. Afterpay Day will run until Sunday. It's a twice yearly shopping event that offers deals to Afterpay customers. The last Afterpay Day was held in March and shoppers took advantage of thousands of deals. Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading down this morning. The Nasdaq is also lower. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX gained. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose. The All Ords closed slightly down, as did the ASX 200. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,789 an ounce. Oil is $65 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 72.47 US cents, 79.5 Japanese yen and $1.05 New Zealand. The AstraZeneca vaccine is set to be rebranded. The drug will be known as Vaxzevria to bring it into line with global branding. The company says it will eliminate any confusion for Australians travelling overseas. It follows controversy of the vaccine being linked with a rare blood clotting disease. A home-built kit plane has crashed off Queensland's Bribie Island, killing the pilot, the sole occupant. The tiny biplane was found upside down in the mud. Witnesses saw bits breaking off before it hit. The plane, a two-seat Acroduster, was a 1980s design owned by a Brisbane man. Pope Francis has added his voice to a new campaign to overcome scepticism of the coronavirus vaccine. The pontiff has issued a global public service announcement insisting that COVID-19 vaccines are safe, effective, and an act of love. The Vatican has declared that it is morally acceptable for Catholics to receive COVID-19 vaccines, including those based on research that used cells derived from aborted fetuses. The sex abuse trial of American R&B singer R. Kelly has begun in New York. The three-time Grammy winner has pleaded not guilty to charges of racketeering, sexual abuse and bribery. In its opening statement, the prosecution described Kelly as a predator who used his fame to sexually abuse women and girls. Some of the allegations against the singer date back more than 20 years. Two people have died during France's biggest wildfire of the summer as the blaze continues to rage near Saint-Tropez. France has deployed more than 1,000 firefighters and a dozen aircraft to try to contain the blaze. Around 10,000 people, including tourists holidaying on the French Riviera, have been evacuated. French President Emmanuel Macron has visited the region.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In sport, Fremantle defender Reece Conker is looking for a new club after he was delisted ahead of Sunday's showdown with St Kilda. The 29-year-old hasn't played for the Dockers since round 13. It's understood Conker needed to play just two more games to trigger a contract extension. Sam Collins is set to be a Sun for life after signing on for another 4 years with the Gold Coast club. And the first week of finals will most likely not be in Victoria as the AFL weighs up its options for having crowds. Ex-NRL star James Maloney is weighing up life beyond football after announcing his retirement from rugby league. He's currently in southern France, where he plays for the Catalan Dragons. The 35-year-old says 13 years of professional footy has taken its toll.
Still really enjoy the games and playing on the weekend, but all the other stuff around it, the training and that, I just don't get anything out of it anymore.
With two NRL premierships, an Origin series and three tests for the Kangaroos to his name, Maloney's stellar career will finish at the end of the Super League season. The pandemic has claimed another victim, with the Japanese Grand Prix cancelled for the second year running. Scheduled to take place in Suzuka on October 10th, the race won't go ahead due to the ongoing complexities of COVID in Japan. The Formula One calendar facing another reshuffle following cancellations in Australia, China, Canada and Singapore. Dominic Thiem won't get the chance to defend his US Open title after the world number two pulled out of the tournament and will miss the rest of the season due to a wrist injury. In Cincinnati, world number two Naomi Osaka came back from one set down to defeat Coco Gauff and advance to the third round. Cristiano Ronaldo has put to rest rumours he's returning to Real Madrid, taking to social media to say his time at the club has been written. The Juventus forward says chatter about his future is disrespectful to both himself and the clubs involved. Ronaldo has a year left on his contract at Juventus, but hasn't expressed any desire to leave. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a series of fronts and a trough will lead to showers and thunderstorms across WA's west and south and western South Australia. Moist winds will direct a few light showers over Tasmania and eastern parts of New South Wales and Queensland. High pressure will maintain settled and largely clear conditions elsewhere. Around the capitals today, partly cloudy in Brisbane, heading for a top of 23 degrees. Mostly sunny, a top of 21 in Sydney. Mostly sunny, heading for 17 in Canberra. Partly cloudy, 17 in Melbourne. Partly cloudy in Hobart and in Adelaide. Showers and a possible storm in Perth today. And sunny in Darwin, 33 degrees the top. And that's 7 Early News for this Thursday, the 19th of August.